Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm here with you today. I'm Janielle Huff. I'm glad we can come together at this time, or if you listen to the replay later, it is your time. The energy is always live on this show, whether we're doing clearings, openings, ascensions. It's always live in the moment that you hear it, and you can always go replay it. Today, we are going to dive right in because I want to take you out of victimhood, out of the stories, and put you in your lightworker energy, place you on a higher ground. And even if you do lightworker, we still get in victimhood every once in a while with our beliefs, with our old stories and patterns. So I want to share with you what was revealed to me in meditation. As many of you know, I get very many downloads. But this one particularly stood out for me because I once held energy of victimhood, and I'm sure we all did at one place in time. But to come through it and see that it wasn't what I thought it was what others told me it was or believed it should be because of how we value, raised, programmed, whatever that is, culturally, naturally. And so I want to talk to you today, and we're going to start the energy. I'm going to actually open up some core energy fields today, and if you're aware, the Lion's Gate, the 8-8 Lion's Gate opening is already open. Some of you have already felt it, but you do get upgrades, light code language. A lot of times people go through fighting the dark, and what I mean by dark is the denser energy, maybe chaos, drama, entities, old patterns and behaviors might pop back up, just to try to hold on one more time before they're cleared into the light. And that's as easy as we're going to keep it today, is to clear it into the light, because it is that simple. When you bring truth, and truth just is, not good, bad, right, or wrong, it releases a lot of programming. A lot of our programming in the mindset and the body is of value and belief, right? Of value. This is better. This is worse. This is, oh my God, or oh, this is great. Like, we have all these reactions, and when they get stored into our cellular memory, and as they get stored into the cellular memory, they create anchors. And so when this happens, we react this way, you know? And so we want to move that today from victimhood to what do you want to do with your life? How and what is your service to others? Because as you bring service to others, you're actually bringing it down into yourself. Because as you know, the belief of the mirror image of everyone else is within us. So we're going to hold energy today. We're going to hold space today to uplift even those that aren't listening. Worldwide, galaxy-wide, and beyond. Whatever energies that need to be released. Because I'm going to give you a snippet of the download, but I'm going to go into more explanation of why and how this happens to us. And this is our story. So take a deep breath. Let the energy empower you. Come straight forward and focus. There you are. There you are. I am here. I am here. I am here. So let's talk about a little bit about victimhood for just a moment. It's the I am hurt, I am unhealed, I am anything but whole mentality. But the truth of our soul being and the truth of our life is we're always whole. We're always whole. No part of us can be taken away. No part of us can be given into more of. There is just us. There is just you, your soul energy, connections, right? So when we're talking about that part, let's first go into the download of that person took a part of me. No, you still have that part. It's a belief that you bought into that someone took a part of you. Someone took a part of me that I can never heal or get back. That's not true. None of you ever leaves you. None of you ever creates more of you. You are the energy you are. Can you ascend? Yes. Can you be bolder, brighter? Yes. But when we are talking about the density of the 3D victim story mentality, or just stories of our life, even stories of goodness. We create them as stories of goodness. We create what is good in our life, what we deem to be good, what we deem to be bad. And so if we're going to peel the layers off of that mindset, of that old thinking, the best place to do is to turn on the light and see what really is, and where are you now from that is. There was a time I thought I was broken. There was a time I thought, because of abuse, I could never be whole again. And the truth is, I always was whole. It was a story I was telling myself to justify behaviors that weren't working for me, but I wanted them to work for me, right? Sometimes we don't want to feel. And to feel is to heal, is what they say, right? But the truth is, you were never unhealed. You were never harmed. We've created stories of harm. We've created stories of victimhood. And if you go back into the truth of the matter, there's two sides, right? The actor and the reactor, or the actor and the actor, however you want to say it. Somewhere your soul signed up for this journey. Somewhere your soul signed up to experience what you experience. Your decisions will always lead you to your soul story. How you get there is your free will. And the reason I'm telling you this up front is because I don't want you to think I'm minimizing or taking away from your hurts and pains, but in one way I am, because why do you need to live there anymore? Why do you need to hold the story of hurt, that you were ever hurt, harmed, or injustice, or, you know, it should have been this way? Those are all judgments. And we hold the judgments to justify, right? Look how the words come together. Our secondary gain, because of this. And I want you to work through this, because this is important. And you can go back and replay this through each scenario where you think you've been hurt, harmed, or unjustly treated, created, whatever you want to use there. Whatever your victim story is. Let's go back first to the victim, which is you. And you hold the story of, this happened to me, and now I feel this. Right? This happened to me, and now I'm angry. This happened to me, and now I'm... But we don't want to feel the anger. Right? We don't want to feel that anger, because that doesn't feel good. Or we want to hold the anger because it's getting a secondary attention. There's always a secondary gain behind a negative. Otherwise, it just stayed positive, right? It would have been purposeful. It would have been peaceful. So when you're working with victimhood, and when you're working with yourself, you want to look for the secondary gain. What do I get if I hold on to this story? Do I get other people's attention? Do I get to not have to do something, sign up for something because of this? These are excuses. And we're taught excuses. We're taught through life to excuse away those things that we truly want, but because of, we don't have, or because of, we can't have, or whatever these stories are. So today, we want to lighten up through your heart center and open the light of your heart to show you the truth of what really happened, what you really signed up for, and how that serves on your life purpose. Because what you go through as experiences, you help other people come out of experientially. So with that being said, what in your life that you held victim on that you feel like you healed, you've helped someone else on their journey heal? Because we're all connected, and like attracts like. So if this happened to you, other people will start coming towards you that's happened to. Just because of the energy is the same. Here's the key, though. What you give energy to expands. So, do you want your life person to be from victimhood to light worker? Or do you choose just to be the light that you desire to be today in your purpose and passion? You have free will. You have options at all times. Every moment's a choice and a change. So it's not as hard as you think it is. It's as hard as you believed that you bought into the story that changes hard, or it takes years to heal, or this, and this has to happen first. These are all parameter limited thinking beliefs. So from your victimhood mentality, if we take the scenario of what happened to you, and you decide that you played a role in it on some level, we're not in the polarity of good, bad, right, or wrong. We're in the polarity of somewhere my body responded, or somewhere I reacted, or somehow because it happened to you, right? Whether it's physical abuse, sexual abuse, divorce, whatever, you still play a part in it. So when you own your side of the street to say, okay, I was a part of this, what was the higher meaning of this? Not why did this happen to me, because that puts you back in victim or blame, right? We want to stay out of that. So we want to look at the truth as it is. So if you've been physically abused, you could look at it as, what does this abuse give me? Do I have a story of belief that abuse equals love? Do I have a story of abuse that abandonment equals love? Self-sabotage is love. Do you see these victim words I'm putting out there? These are the actions that happen when you stay in victimhood. And a lot of times, because you've been loved through the story, you now connect love to these words. Well, I know he hit me, but he still loves me. I know this happened, but love is there, right? And so we want to pull this out and say, no, love just is. Love is pure. Love is peaceful. Love is kind. There's no negativity. No negativity in love. So if you're going to shine the light into your abuse with love, and there's no judgment, what truly happened? Were you touched? Were you hurt? And then where did that lead you? Well, then I felt this, and then I felt that, and then I don't want to feel, so I push down, and I get depressed, because it takes more energy to resist than it does to allow. It takes more energy to suppress than it does to allow. And we're not saying that you're agreeing with it. We're saying you're allowing your emotions to go through that event so that you can see it for what it is and what it isn't. You can mar your whole life being a victim, or you could stay healing your whole life thinking you need healed from this and that and that and this. It's a buy-in, right? It's a consumer buy-in on many levels, especially with pharmaceuticals, doctors, even holistic practitioners. There's a line there. Are you healing? Are you ascending? What's the purpose in this path? Because you can take control over your healing, if that's what you want to call it. But it's really your enlightenment to see things differently, to shift that perspective, and to see where your definitions or where you're defining life as hard or abusive or victimized. We're not saying that rape's okay. We're not saying that physical abuse is okay. What we're looking at is a bigger story of, how did this occur, and what is it for my life? What does it mean for my life that this happened? Is it to bring into empowerment your male side? Is it to bring in more empowerment of your female side, of just your truth of who you are? Do you see how moving the story into another dimension, almost as you're looking at it third person, but you're saying, what is apply to my life? Was it just an experience and I went through it and I'm still okay? You're never not okay when you tell your story that you're not okay, right? The mind doesn't know until you tell it. The brain doesn't get it until you receive it. The brain is a processor. And so until it feels that, it doesn't process that. So going back from your victim story of all these things happened to me, because all these things happen to everyone on some level, what does it bring to you today? Was it just an event? Does it have you holding anger so much that you can't see truth, that you can't be happy, that you're on medicine, that you're having to do all these modalities that keep trying to heal this deep-seated wound? Because you believe it's a deep-seated wound. It took me a few years to understand when Spirit was teaching me about looking at life differently, because I had looked at it so long in one way that that made sense to me. But as I started peeling back the layers and understanding the deeper sense of actions are actions, and when we take the judgment off of them, they become just what they are. And I know I spoke about this a few weeks ago, but I want you to think about when animals are born and when what age are they when they have sex. You know, we talk about sexual abuse or kids being molested and things like that. And it's not to take away from what's happening, but to look at the bigger picture and say, who decided that's what that was? Who decided what age you should have that? Who decided what age you should have an experience or not experience? Do you see the whole programming of the mind? In different cultures are different ways. What we think over here, they may not think that way over there, but they're allowed to. So that tells you that the mind can believe anything. The mind is so flexible that it can believe whatever it's programmed into. Your goal is to start taking that programming and going, how is this truth for my life that fuels my life, that brings it forward in my life? Right? When you move and shift that energy field, when you move and shift that mindset, and you guys have many, many mindsets, many, many programs about different things, when you get in there and start working with that and opening up truth and what do I really believe and how can I see this differently and how does this help someone else that I've been through it and what light am I bringing today to the world in this moment, you start getting outside of the victim me mentality and you start getting into, I've been there and now I'm here. And you can too, right? People look at that. It's funny how we want to share a great experience. Hey, come jump, do jumping with me or come rollerblading with me. That's an experience, right? But at the same time, we shy away from, hey, come beat up this person with me or come beat me up. You know what I mean? Hurt, harm, whatever it is. And truly, again, it's an experience and it's a belief that you put on the experience that creates the story. And if that's what you get from this today, that's 100%. Because you need to know that your experience creates from the story that you give it. If you get on a swing and you swing and you're like, oh, I don't like the swing, you create a story. I don't like the swing. So you don't keep getting on the swing. But if you do like the swing and you create the story, this is fun, this is enjoyable, then what happens? The programming goes to let's do this again, let's do this again. And this is the programs of the mind that you've created stories in to either stay stuck in your victimhood for attention, to not have to sign up for, to not have to do life, or if this has happened, then I'm not responsible for my actions, which you are always responsible for your own actions because it's you and you. But moving that forward into light worker energy and shining your light to the world to say, I can help you through this. I can show you this differently. What would that be like in your life? Because as you talk to others, your mind believes that you're still just talking to you, right? That's the hologram. That's the hologram of the 3D world. And when we pull you out of that hologram and you realize that everyone shows up as a part of you, what changes in the way you respond? Do you respond with love, hate? There's no in between. That whole gray area where people try to play gets so confusing. But that whole gray area is the same free will that you have to believe and to put energy into what you want to and what you don't want to. And that's manifesting. That's manifesting your light. That's creating who you are, what you're being, all those things. but to play the victim and to stay in victimhood because many things have happened to you, or men are mean, or women are mean, or blah, blah, blah. That's still a story you're holding on to. So if you look at that and you hold a belief that so-and-so is mean, what does that really mean to you? What part of you is mean? How do you know that's mean? Really get into your heart center to say, what was that showing me? What were they telling me about me? And as you do that, your story begins to change. And as your story changes, the energy changes. Every single thing holds an energy vibration. And every single thing has a unique vibration of energy. So as you start connecting words, you start connecting into a story. As you connect into that story, what is the intention, the outcome? Is it a happy moment? Is it to get someone to feel sorry for you? Is it to blame, to move, to excuse? Look at the intention, because an intention is where you will flip from being an intentional victim into an intentional light worker. And a light worker doesn't mean you have to be a healer or this or that. You can work in being a secretary. You could do, you know what I mean? It's not always about healing work per se, like holistic. It's about what are you doing today that you love passionately that helps others and changes the world, because that's where you came to do. You came to make this a lighter place. But what happens when you get down here sometimes is what the download is telling me is we get stuck in the dense energy of the deep energy of the dark energy, and we start believing in those ways. And so if you really, really, really want to play and release a lot of energy, do this with me now. Allow your mind, however it goes there, to go to the first time you remember being soul. Just soul. You may be a little bit before the womb. You may be just in a space and time. Whatever comes up for you is right for you. First time I was just soul, before any beliefs were impacted upon me, before I understood and knew what time was, because that's still man-made. And when you feel that light, yes, that light, let it come through your mind as if it's clearing out, erasing anything that's lower density than the vibration of the soul. Some of you are moving, some of you are going to be yawning, stretching. That's because this is a total release. This is a soul release. And as you start shifting, and some of you already start smiling because you can feel the whole difference in the energy just being with you. This is light worker. This is you being you without a victim story. This is you being you without troubles. So there's only troubles when you create them. There's only problems when you create them to be. Your reaction decides the definition of. Your action or reaction decides the definition of, which would be the value you give, a story. If you had a great eating experience, you talk about it in a great way. You don't talk about it in a negative way. But you have the ability, the free will, to say that could have been as negative or as positive as I want to view it or as I viewed it. Do you see how you're shifting perspective? A lot of you are still releasing right now, so just let it release. Let that energy clear your being. Some of you are going to forget things that even happened to you because you weren't given them much energy and they were easy to release. But the more you give energy to the victim side of a story, the more it grows and the heavier and more depleted you will feel, because you're not fueling in light, love, expansion. You're in contraction. 3D energy is a lot of contracted energy because we limit it, we define it, we keep it. We don't look at our house and go, oh, I have a one-story house, but tomorrow I have a two-story house, and our house changes to a story. No, it doesn't work in that, like that in the 3D world. But in our minds, we can visualize it. In our minds, we can create and build it. The same way you create your story from victimhood to light worker, to happiness, to love, to the things that you came here. It's your birthright, abundance. You could use this too for your money blocks. If you have a feeling that you'll always be this or I'll never have that. Those are limiting victim mentalities that hold you back from all that you are. When you look at light, if you just look at light itself, there is no shadow. But once you start believing in shadows, what happens? Your mind starts creating it, right? They start creating it. And then you label it. So if you were pure light and you were pure soul energy, what would be different in your life today? And anchor that in. There you go. The energy is raw today. So release today. This is great timing with the portals being open. Allow yourself to let go. Sometimes play in the energy of you just landed here today and see what happens. It's a fun place to be. And it's not that you're not focusing on your past that you don't need to anyway, because it already happened and you're already here. So you can't change it, move it, or you can keep moving the story and fixing it and getting it right where you like it. Or you can spend your energy in the moment of now and start creating now what you believe that you want to create, that you want to experience. And that's where the light worker shines, because light is in the now moment. If you're spending all your time in ancestry and past lives, then those things are interesting. But if they're not bringing to fruition your desires and your dreams, there's still a victim mentality there. A lot of people want to come and clear ancestral crap. You could do that, but that's not really what's affecting you today. You're just choosing not to stay in the now moment of your light center today. And as you center into your light moment, this moment right here, there is no story. There is only you. And you in the experience of now. And I know that's a different concept than we talked about before, but in many ways it was needed, because let's let go of needing to heal or needing to recover or needing to this. Just be you in the moment. Align your beliefs for your best and highest good to your core energy of you. And as I'm speaking this, your mind is already doing it for you. This is how you learn to command the mind. If you want to work with me more on commanding the mind and creating your life now from this moment on, or to release the victimhood or anything in between, I'm here for you. JanielleHuff.com. You can reach out by phone. All the information is on the website or on Facebook, wherever you want to find it. But I'm telling you, let go of the story that you need to heal. Let go of the story that you were ever a victim. Forgive yourself. Forgiveness is the one thing that our soul came to show, ego. It's okay to forgive. It's okay to let go. It's okay to be whole. Just for a moment. We have about 90 seconds left, but I want you to play with this. I would love your feedback on this. But somewhere through your day, take a moment and ask your soul to envelop your ego, to allow it to see the light of the soul, to allow it to feel the light of the soul, because even ego is a holographic of a personality, and see what changes in your life. And then do it for others. If they're having a bad day, envelop the soul, envelop the ego, envelop the ego. It's an amazing journey when you can move your ascended light to help others, to help you dream, desire, and be the light worker and creator you came here to be. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Love and light.